Adventure of the Scrap of Paper, George Barton. The prolific author and journalist George Barton, 1866 to 1940, was born in Philadelphia, where he lived for most of his life, and in 1887 became a journalist at the Philadelphia Inquirer before being hired as an editorial writer for the Philadelphia Evening Bulletin and later for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He was also a composer and instrumentalist. Working in numerous writing fields, Barton produced books and magazine articles in such diverse areas as history, biography, juvenile works, criticism, illustrated books, novels, true crime, and mystery fiction. Among the books for which he is best known are Adventures of the World's Greatest Detectives, 1909, which provides largely romanticized and even fictionalized profiles of members of official police forces, including such historic figures as Vidocq and the Pinkertons. The World's Greatest Military Spies and Secret Service Agents, 1917, the first comprehensive history of spies throughout history. Celebrated Spies and Famous Mysteries of the Great War, 1919, a companion volume to the previous book, which focused on the espionage agents of all sides in World War I, while also examining numerous adventures and mysteries of the battles on the front and behind the lines. And Famous Detective Mysteries, 1926, a collection of true crime stories in fictionalized form. Barton's mystery fiction was less successful than his true crime, resulting in just three novels: The Mystery of the Red Flame, 1918, The Ambassador's Trunk, 1919, and The Pembroke Mason Affair, 1920, and a single short story collection, The Strange Adventures of Bromley Barnes, 1918. Barnes was a bachelor who lived in Washington, D.C., where he worked as an investigator with a career of 30 years in the employ of the United States government, first as an agent in the Secret Service, then as chief of the special agents of the Treasury Department. Adventure of the Scrap of Paper was originally published in The Strange Adventures of Bromley Barnes, Boston, The Page Company, 1918.